Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
And the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So your strength and my strength get bigger strength. When I leave here, I'm stronger. I got some people who love my God like I love their God. But I'm not just coming here to find God. I bring him here. He's with me 24/7. The Bible says, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you be, I be. Daniel must have known this scripture. So that's why he tells the king clearly, we don't have no need to answer you in this matter. Case closed. Ooh, that was it right there, Angie. Case closed. Sometimes you don't have to defend yourself. Sometimes you don't have to go defend yourself. Case closed, man. Do whatever you want to do. Go ahead. Yeah. There's no time to talk. He knows, they know what they know. They have total confidence, absolute confidence in their God. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, just follow me, man. We get this juice. I'm going back there. You're going to see something. But I want to tell you this first. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. But he says to them, why are you so what? Fearful. Oh, ye have what? Little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was great calm. Jesus is saying here, have some faith, little faith. Where is it? Faith start little. Faith start little. You ain't got no great faith the first time you come to this altar. That's just little faith. I'm going down there. I'm just going to go obey that word and see what God is going to do. That's little faith. But after, that faith must grow. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 says, watch this. God possess some faith. You can't walk this Christian journey without it. Let's read it. So Jesus says to them, because you unbelieve, assuredly I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible. Jesus says you have to possess little faith. Because that little faith will grow into great faith. You can't have great faith if you don't have little faith. It has to start somewhere. Then you can come, oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning. New mercy. I see. How are you going to see the greatness if it doesn't go from what? Morning to morning to morning. Because every part of that journey develops you. So great is your faithfulness, God. I encourage us here this morning to start somewhere. Start somewhere and let it grow. You can't possess the faith that Daniel has if you don't start somewhere. These guys prove their God before they come forward. Let me tell you, David proved his God before he was brought to Goliath. He didn't just jump before Goliath, before he proved his God. And you know, he tell Saul, he said, oh, I don't need that armor. Let me tell you why. And he's going to tell him why. He says, I don't need that armor. And here's the reason why I don't need it. I was in the backside there with my sheep. And there was a lion tried to take one. And I take him out with my hand. Oh, ye of little faith. That was faith. He has little faith. I wonder how timid he was, but he made it. When he got him and killed him, oh boy. So he developed a little bit more. So a lion turned to a bear, which is bigger, more ferocious. But he remembered, okay, the God that I know deliver me from the lion. Oh, you got to get it. Before you start to say you got God, make sure you can prove him. He delivered me from the lion. No, there's a bear. That same God going to deliver me. He said, bring it on. Come on. And he conquered the bear. Oh, ye of little faith. Now, when he comes before Goliath, he has to have absolute faith. Absolute confidence now. No, he's not before a lion. He's not before a bear. He's before a guy who the army is running. He's a one-man army. Goliath was a one-man army. An army, he let them run. He doesn't need nobody but himself. And here comes a little guy who says, I ain't scared of you. He was at the place where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were. He was at that place. But it starts somewhere. When you read these guys' life, they have quiet devotion with God. These guys, they have quiet devotion with God by themselves. They see God for themselves. Not what they hear somebody saying, but what they know for themselves. When you know God for yourself, no one can stop you. And we got to get to that place where we know God for ourselves. When you know your God, you'll do great exploits. So let's go back to Daniel. Daniel 3 and verse 16. Okay. All right. There we go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answer and says to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Look at verse 17. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand. That's bold assurance. When you go home, put this verse in your situation. That's bold assurance. That is bold assurance. He tells the king why. They don't need to give him an answer. Because the God that they serve will deliver them. And not only that, he's going to deliver us from that furnace. He's going to deliver us from your hand. Okay? Ooh, that's cool. That is good. We're going to not only be free from that furnace, but we're going to free from your hand. Look at the next verse. Verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your God, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. You got to mark that again. It says, look here. One more thing. One more thing. Let's get something straight. Don't get it twisted here. If in case God choose not to, hear what we know going to be certain. This we know will be certain. It will go down in the history book that three of us stand up against you. Yeah. There were three of us stand up against you. We stood up. We did not bow to your God, and we did not bow to your golden image. And that means everything to us. More than we get out of that fiery furnace. So they were not afraid of their life. They did not love their life that much. They want to prove that God is who he say he is. In this verse of scripture, bring me a lot of comfort. When I pray and believe for something and it didn't turn out the way that I pray and hope for it to turn out, this brings me comfort. I says, okay, God is a sovereign God. And I hope this will bring you comfort. That you understand that God is sovereign. And because he's sovereign, He do what he want to do, what he please to do. And I have to say yes to it. That's what we say. I say yes. Yes. I say yes to your will. Can we do it? Yes to your way. Can we do it? My soul say yes. Can we do it? He's a sovereign God. They're saying it. We are saying yes to God. And if he doesn't deliver us out of this burning place here, we know we're living with a good testimony that others who come in behind us know that we did not bow, so they don't have to bow. What kind of testimony you ought to leave here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ? What testimony you're willing to leave? Martin Luther King says, great Martin Luther King, he says, if a man lives in this life and does not see something worthwhile that he will lay down his life for, that man does not fit to live. What a great line that man made. He says, you got to find something in this life that you're convinced about, that you believe in, that you're willing to lay your life down for. What? You're willing to die for it. It is so real to you. He was a great civil rights leader. Martin died for what he believed. He was never afraid. He know any day his life can be taken away from him. But he going out there echoing what he believes. Hallelujah. Can we echo what we believe? Can we stand up for what we believe? What we know is true. But you can't do it unless you're in faith. Because I'm talking about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But there was one that lived among us called Martin Luther King. Because he sees something. He says, I have seen. I have been to the mountain. And I've seen something that you don't see. Hallelujah. He says, I have seen something that you stand around me don't see. He was looking in this day that we live in. He was seeing our day then. He says, I've been there. I have seen it. And I may not get there with you. You and I may not walk that journey together. But it is going to happen. Hallelujah. Faith is seeing it before you see it. Today we see what he sees. Daniel has seen something, man. He's seen something. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. And the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.